We're holding the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Sechta Megillah, the last line. Sholo Tamidav Isra Predo. Actually, no, we'll back up, three lines up. Sholo Tamidav Isra Blazer Ben Shamua. The students, the Tamidim of our Blazer Ben Shamua, asked the Rebbe that, B'ma harachti yomim, why were you zeichet to have a richas yomim? Amar lahem, miyomai lo yasisik ha-pandriya lebeis ha-knesses. I did not use the shul as a shortcut. The Gemara, we're going to get into some, in today's daf, the Gemara is going to speak about that a little bit. Pasati al roshei am kodesh, and I did not, literally means I did not trample over the heads of Klal Yisrael. Rashi explains that kishayu talmidim beveis hamedrash al gabe akarka, ha-hiluch al gabe mesivos and leishav and kaimin near kepeiseh al roshei ha'am. That in olden days that they didn't have chairs, the students would be sitting on the ground, so when he would come, if a rabbi would come in late, so then it would look like he was walking over their heads. So he would make sure, he would see to it, to make sure that he wouldn't be doing that, he would come early. V'le nasasi kape b'le brocha, and I did not duchen without a brocha. So Rashi just says, Rashi just brings down the regular din, the kahanim, before they duchen, they need to have a brocha, they need to say berkos kainim, ashayk l'sham say sabit sivonu, b'kdushas say shal arin. We'll see in the Gemara if that, like, what was the chiddush in that. Well, kaponim, that was what he said back. So it seems to be pretty simple things. Not to make a shortcut, not to turn the shul into a shortcut, not to walk upon people, and to, whenever you duchen, to make sure they have birkas kainim. The Gemara is going to have a whole many such stories that took place that they had like pretty much simple things that they said, and with that there was zeichat arichas yom. Shalu tamida v'ser preda. So the students of Rapreda asked the Rebbe Rapreda, "B'ma harachti yomim? Why were you zeichat arichas yomim?" Amar lahem, "Miyomai leikidmani odim beis medrash. I was always the first one to come to beis medrash. V'le barachti lefnei kain, and I did not make a bracha. I did not bench." Before, or any bracha, Rashi seems to be saying, was I always made sure the kain did it first. You have to give honor to the kain. There's a mitzvah deraisa of a kidashtoi to make them holy, and that the way you do that is you give them the kibbut, you give them that they could do things first. And I did not eat from an animal which they did not take off the zraya, the lechayayim, and the keva. Those are the things that need to be given to the kain. If you recall back from the Beah days, we had that even though that, let's say, for example, if you have apples and you didn't take off truma, the halacha is you can't eat the apples. A bushel of apples without taking off the truma, that's called tevel. There's an issur to eat tevel. When it comes to the matanos that need to be given over to the kain from an animal, so those things, midaraisa, you could eat from them, you could eat from the animal even before you gave over the zrayah, the chayam, and the keva. Why? Because they're not really mixed together. Each one stands on its own, and therefore it has its own din. However, Rapreda was saying that he was always machmer to make sure that he did not eat before from any animal before the zrayah, the chayam, and the keva were given over. And it's also they quote Rabbi Yitzchak that even on Midarais it's okay, yet there is an issur derabanan to eat from an animal before you gave over the chumas. But Amar Rabbi Yitzchak kol oichel behemosh lehurma matnaseh kiilu oichel tvalim. But it's as if he ate tevel, even on Midarais it's not tevel. But that says the Gemara v'las hilchsa kavaseh. We do paskin that it's not like that. We paskin that there's no issur even midarabanan to eat from a animal before the Zerah, the Chayam, and the Keva were given over. Rav Preda was machmer himself, and he made sure that he wanted to, before he ate from an animal, he made sure to give over the Zerah, the Chayam, and the Keva. Now, if you recall, this was the famous Rav Preda. The famous Rav Preda that the Gemara speaks about, that he had a student that he had to, he reviewed the material, the curriculum that he was teaching. He taught it over 400 times, and the Gemara says that he had a baskel came out from Shemayim, and they said to him, "What would you like? You know, and the privilege that you went over, you taught over and over and over." So the Gemara says that what happened was is that this entire generation was zeichat ta'il mahaba, and he was zeichat tarichas yamim also. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu told them because of that schus that you did. So Tais asked that over here they asked Shol Tamidav Zerpreda from Maharach the Yamim. They asked Zerpreda, "How come you're Zeich Tarichas Yamim? What do you mean? We know that a Baskel came out." Yeah, that's Taisus on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So Taisus just gets around it a little bit. V'yishayim to make Karla Yoda Kain Ad the Besayf Shiro Shachaya Kalkach. He didn't realize this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he's going to give him Arichas Yomim and the entire generation is going to be Zeichot Olam Haba, that he did not know on his own. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him what the answer. He just said he wants his entire generation to come to Olam Haba. That's what Preda said. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him back that you should know that besides for your whole generation going to Olam Haba, you're also going to have Arichas Yomim. So since he didn't know that, but he was still being Zeichot Arichas Yomim, so students asked him, Rebbe, why are you being Zeichot Arichas Yomim? But really, it was also for another reason, for the fact that he taught his Talmud, and he had the choice between Arichas Yomim and his whole generation going to Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him both.
So what's the
chiddush?
And the Bach says he got 400 years.
Yeah, that's the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says that he was Zeichot to live till he was 400. Tremendous Arichas Yomim, yeah. And what does the Bach put in? The Bach puts in
bottom line.
The Bach puts in Adelaisi. Rav Nachum Baskel, right? Because what Taisus quotes, he just quotes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. No, actually, it's not true. But Amar No Lecha. What does the Bach add? Nichal VaAmrale. But it just switches it to VaAmrale. Nichal Lecha Deliski At Lekuli Darach LaAmad Asi Adelis Lecha Chai Dalat Shmei Shnin.
One or the other.
Yeah, like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, would you like one or the other? So he said, you know what? I want my entire generation to go to Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, since you're giving up and you want the Taiva for Klal Yisrael, I'm going to give you both. Yeah, but Al Kapanim over here, this Gemara is asking that the students asked to pray the why he was Zeichot Arichas Yomim.
In 400 years, that's obviously for the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, Zakti Gemar. Zakti Gemar weiter. Beliberachti lefnei kain. So Preda said that he always made sure that if there was a kain eating together with him, he always allowed the kain to make the first bracha, to make kiddush first, samaitzi first, to bench, the mezumin. In fact, the Gemara, lememra de malyusahi, it seems to be implying that this is a maila, that he always allowed the kain to go first. Is that really true? V'amar b'yechen and kol tamid chacham shemavarach lefanav afilu kain gadol am ha'aretz. The Gemara says that the Talmud Chacham is sitting together in a meal, together with a Kain Gadol, but that Kain Gadol is on the Aretz. And the Talmud Chacham shows honor to that Kain Gadol, and he tells the Kain Gadol, you bench first, oh, you say Talmud Chacham Chayv Misa. That Talmud Chacham is Chayv Misa. Why? Shenemar, call Misane Avu Mavis. If you can help me out over here with the translation, Al Tikri Misane Ela Masniye. I get the gist of the Gemara. The gist of the Gemara is saying is that you cause people to hate the Torah. But how they translate it?
Those that hate me, the Torah,
yeah.
Love death.
Okay, so Al Tikri Misane, don't read it, Misane.
Don't read it as it is punctuated, thus rendering those that hate me. Rather, read the words as if they were punctuated.
Oh, okay, very good. So over here, it's a Pala Kazakh. Rashi explains that if you look at the third top, in the top of Rashi, the third line down, because you're causing other people to hate the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Shaharei Talmud Chacham Shofel of Nei Am Ha'aretz. When people see that a Talmud Chacham is second to the Am Ha'aretz, people say Einachas Ruach B'Tayra, and that is the Chil Hashem. That's Kol Masani Ov Umavis. So that Talmud Chacham would be Chayav Misa. So how could Rav Preda say that whenever he's eating a meal together with the Kayin, he always allowed the Kayin to go first? Rav Preda was a Talmud Chacham. So if he's showing honor to a Kayin, and the Gemara thinks right now we're talking about even a Kayin who's Am Ha'aretz. So the Gemara is going to say that. So the Gemara, Kika Amar,
why don't we go for the best Amar, already and say a Talmud Chacham Mamzer, which we have elsewhere.
Right, we have that in Ha'aretz.
The Gemara always gives the furthest case. So why don't we just go to the Talmud Chacham Mamzer versus the Kayin?
Well, over here, it's like we're trying to say the worst case is we're trying to say when the Talmud Chacham is going to be Mechuyev Misa. So when the Talmud Chacham is going to be Mechuyev Misa, even just it's a regular Kayin Gadol, there's nothing wrong with him. He's not learned it. Still, the Talmud Chacham Mechuyev Misa. If you would just say that by a Kayin Gadol who's a Mamzer, you would say.
Oh, Talmud Chacham Mamzer.
Oh, you're talking about.
Because we have that elsewhere. We go to the, you know, people talk about the din is, right? Talmud Chacham Mamzer benches before the Kohen on Maritz, yeah?
Right. That's what it says, right?
Right. So I was asking, why doesn't the Gemara, or if you're telling me Talmud Chacham, it's not such a finish.
It says, Kol Talmud Chacham. The Lashon of the Gemara is, any Talmud Chacham, yeah. Kol Talmud Chacham. Yeah.
Rabbi, does this have to do with like during the second base of Migdash where they were people, the Kohen Gadol's like have bought their way into it? Maybe they
could be. Yeah.
Very, they weren't. They were ignorant.
Right.
And it's saying, it's like this is not a good thing.
Right.
And if you give, you're giving covet to this person, which he's already basically bought his covet.
Right.
And that's not.
Right, the easy way to get covered, no?
No, it's true, but I don't know. That's
right, but the point is that over here we're saying that there's something lacking in the Torah of it, of the Torah of the Talmud Chacham.
He necessarily gave covered to the Kohen that was an ignorant Kohen. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he just gave it to a Kohen that was not ignorant.
Well, the Gemara is talking about a case where he showed honor to a Kohen Gadol who's ignorant.
What's the reason for your concern? Because he never benched it in the presence of Kohen. But saying, how can you say that when it's like, you shouldn't say it.
That's what he's saying.
Kohen ignoramus. He's not saying that he gave it to a Kohen that was an ignoramus. He's saying he never, maybe he only gave it to qualified Kohen.
So that's what I was going to say right now. Kikamer Ihu Beshavin. This there, praised himself that he always allowed the Kohen to go to bench first. That was only by Kohen who was equal, who was a Talmud Chacham also. But if there was something that the Kohen Gadol was not like that, he wasn't really qualified, so then Enochanami or Preda would not show the proper respect for him because that would be considered. Okay, Shalot Talmidav es Reb Nechunya ben Akana. B'maharach diyom. They asked Reb Nechunya ben Akana, why were you zeicha tarichas yomim omer lehem yomi leniskavati b'kloin chaveri? I always thought to make sure not to take any honor in some type of thing that my friend was losing out. The Gemara is going to give examples. Loi also mitasi kilos chaveri. I made sure always to be meichel my friend before I went to sleep. That's the Lashon HaGemara here. Loi also mitasi kilos chaveri. He didn't go onto his bed. The klala of that when I'm still cursing at my friend, I made sure I didn't go to sleep. I was make sure to be meichel him before. And also vatran b'mamayne ha'isi. I also was very mevata. I used to give out my money. The Gemara is going to give examples of what that means also. So now we're going to the first one. Lein eskabati b'klein chaveri. This that he did not take any honor in his friend's embarrassment. Ki hodr of huna. Mar brings the story to Rav Huna that he was dori mara kasve. He was carrying a shovel on his shoulder. Also, Rav Chana bar Chani loy v'kadari minei. So when Rav Chana saw that Rav Huna was carrying a shovel, he did not want Rav Huna to carry it. So he went and he took it and he started carrying Rebbe's shovel. Omer lei irag. So Rav Huna said to Rav Chana bar Chani loy, Omer lei I regilas the daris b'masach dori. If you normally carry such a shovel in your city, when in the place where you hang around, you carry these shovels, then fine. But the Eloi, but if you do not normally carry the shovels around, so then is Yakuri Ana Bezilusa Didach Loi Nichli. I do not want to take any honor with your embarrassment. You're going to now be carrying the shovel, so you're going to have embarrassment. Going to come out, I'm having honor from your embarrassment, that I don't want. So that's what it means. Loi Niskabati B'Klein Kaveh. Do not take any honor in some place where your friend is losing out. And the second one was Loi Olsa Mitosi Kilos Chaveri. What does that mean? Ki Hod Marzutra Ki Avisolik Lepuria. When Marzutra would go up to his bed, Omar he would say Shari Lei L'Choman De Tzaron. I'm being Mater. I'm being Meichel. I'm forgiving anybody that caused me any pain during the day. The third one was Vatron B'Mamayni Ha'isi. I used to be Mevater with my money. What does that mean? The Omar Mar Iyuv Vatron B'Mamayni Ha'ave. Iyuv was a Vatron. He used to be Mevater when it came to his money. Shai Maniach Pruta L'Chenveni B'Mamayni. He used to leave over a Pruta to give over it when he would give over it to when you go to a store and you would give a pruta and it would be a little bit of change that the owner, the storekeeper would have to give back. He would say keep the change, like to go make the person break a coin just that he could get like a penny or two back. That he told the storekeeper to keep it, and that was considered a mevatron. He was a mevater when it came to his money. Oh, Zakti Gmar, Shal Rabbi Kiva Sab Nachunya Gadol, Bama Harach the Yamim. So Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Nachunya, why were you Zeicha to have Arichas Yamim? So what happened is that the people that heard Rabbi Kiva ask the Shiloh to Rabbi Nachunya, they thought that Rabbi Kiva did not want Rabbi Nachunya to still be alive. Like, you're still alive. Like, that's what they took the question. So, Osi Gavzi Vekamachule. So his servants of Nachunya came. And they started hitting him. V'kamachulei. So what did Rabbi Kiva do? Salak, he went up. Yosef Aresha Dedikle. He climbed up a tree. He had to hide. They're running after him. Amar lei, So Rabbi Kiva wanted to prove to Rabbi Nechunya that he was really a Talmud Chacham. He wasn't just like a regular person asking why are we Zeicha Terichas Yamim. So what he did was he called out from up, and when he's sitting on top of the tree, called down to Rabbi Nechunya, Amalei Rabbi, Im Nemar Keves. And the Pasuk says you have to bring a Keves Echad, one sheep. So Lama Nemar Echad. Why does it have to say one sheep? If you just say Keves, Keves implies already one. The Pasuk doesn't have to say Keves Echad, one sheep. Keves means one sheep. So Omer Lahu, so when Rav Nechunya heard that Rav Kiva was asking a question on the Pasuk, he said, Tzurva midirabanan hu, this person is a Talmud Chacham. So Shavku, let him go, and they actually let him go. And when he said, when he came down, Omer Lay, the reason why it says Keves Echad, is Echad means miyuchad shebet edre. When you bring a carbon, should be from the best one, the highest quality, that's the one you should bring for a carbon. Oh, so then, when they finally established that Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud Chacham, and he answered Rabbi Kiva's question, so then he's going to go back to explain why he was Zeicha Tarichas Yomim. Amar lo miyomai lo kibalti matonis. I never accepted any presents. Lo emati al midaisai, and I was always maver al midaisai, that even, let's say, somebody does something wrong to you, and you have a right to get angry at them, you were always maver on your midas. You always just ignored it. You just let it go. And also, the third thing that he was vatrim b'memayna ha'yisi. I was mevata when it came to my money. So the Gemara explains, lo kibalti matanos, I did not accept matanos, ki hadar b'lazar, ki hav mishadli le matanos, mibayn nasiya, like when in times of Rabbi Lazar, that the people from the Nasi, they would send him presents, so lo yhavishakl, he would not take it, he didn't want to take the presents. You have a mizamni lay when the Nasi would invite Rabbi Lazar to come to his house. Lo yava ozel, he did not want to go. Amar lahu, and he would say to the Nasi, Lo nicha lahu da achye, do you not want me to have life? The siv sayne matanas yichye, somebody who is sayne presence, so then yichye he'll be zeicha to have arichas yom, he'll be zeicha to have chayim. So that's why he would answer back, Lo nicha lahu da achye. Oh, now Reb Zeir kav mishadilei b'bein nasiyo. Reb Zeir, whenever they would send a present from the nasi to Reb Zeir loy havi shakel, he would not take the present. But kav mizamnilei. But when they would invite Reb Zeir to come to the nasi's house, ozel, he would go. Even though seemingly that's a type of accepting of honor, that you're going to the nasi's house. Omer, so Reb Zeir said that no, it's not my honor that when I go to the Nasi, rather, it's Yakuri the Misyakir B. Rather, it's the other way around, that when I go to the Nasi's house, then the Nasi has covered. So I'm not taking anything, I'm giving him covered. And therefore, it's not considered I'm taking anything, and it won't be a problem of Sayyidina Matana Sikhir. The Gemara seems to be implying that taking covered is also will be a problem of Sayyidina Matana Sikhir. It's also, no? Seems to be saying like that. Gemara Shtalin said the Pasuk, the Sayyidina Matana Sikhya, there's also, there's different types of presents that you can give to somebody. Either you can give to somebody a matana, a present, you buy them flowers, you buy them a bottle of wine, it's a real present, or you can give them kovet, that's also a present. Giving kovet is a matana also, and the Gemara Shtal Su, Sayyidina Matana Sikhya. Oh. Right there, b'loy amati al midoyse. What does it mean that he was mavr al midoyse? The Amar Rava kala mavr al midoyse mavir mimenel kol psha. Famous Gemara Nashana, that anybody that's mavr al midoyse, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you were mavr al midoyse, I'm going to see to it that all your averus are also going to be knocked away. Shenemar, the pasuk that we say in Yud Gemamidus, noyse oven of oiver al pesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries averus and he is oiver, he's mavir the psham, he moves them away. So when is that said? Lami noise oven, to whom does HaKadosh Baruch Hu lift up and carry his averus? Lami shayver al pesha. Somebody that he himself is oiver al pshav, that somebody does something wrong to him, and he could ignore it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also be noise oven to such a person. Shal Rabbi Yisrael Bishua ben Karcha. Rabbi asked Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, b'mahar achti yamim, why were you zeich tarichas yamim? So Amar Lei, so again, so this Rabbi Shua ben Karcha thought that Rebbe did not want him to have arichas yamim. So Amar Lei, katsi b'chayai, are you being disgusted with my life? I think that's how they translate it, katsi b'chayai. Okay, so katsi b'chayai, that in other words, you don't want me to live long. Amar Lei, Rebbe, Rebbe, Tayrihi, it's Tayra Veluma Danitzarach. Everything about life is Tayra, everything about your life is Tayra, and I'm trying to understand what's going on. So please tell me, why are you Zeichat Arichas Yamim? Omer Lei, so Rabbi Shuban Karcha said back to Rebbe, Mi Yami Lei Nisakalti, but Mus Adam Rasha. I never I never looked at the face of Adam Rasha. The Amar Beichem, oh, Sila Adam Lestakel, but some Dmus Adam Rasha. It's prohibited to look at the Dmus of a Rasha. Should never, like the pasuk says, Lulei Pnei Yeshafet Melech Yehuda Ani Noisei Im Abet Elecha Ve'im Erecha. So I did not look up the pasuk, but I believe it's referring to Rashi says that talking about Elisha said to Yehoram, who Yehoram was trying to figure out. We had this also not too long ago, maybe it was yesterday's daf or two daf ago, with Melech Yehoram was the king in the times of Elisha. We had that Melech Yehoram asked Gehazi, what was the Gedolos? It was yesterday's daf. What was Sapruna Gedolos Asher Asa Elisha? He asked Gehazi, tell me the Gedolos that Elisha did. And that the Gemara was proving that Gedolos meant Bayis Gadol, somebody who, Bayis Gadol means a Makam Trilo, because Elisha was the one who saved them with Trilo, saved the Isha Shunamis child with Trilo. But either way, so it's talking about over here that Elisha did not want to look at the Melech Yehoram's face, because the Melech Yehoram was a Rasha. Reb Lezer says that not only is it aser, but ain of kais. If a person does look at the dmus of a rasha, so then his eyes will become weak. Shanem, like the pasuk says, "Vayhiki zakin Yitzchak v'tachyana ain of meirais." That Yitzchak became old and he wasn't able to see well. Mishum distakel be'esav a rasha. The reason for that was because his brother was Esav and he used to look at Esav. Because of that was ain of kais. Correcting more of a hagar malay. Is that the reason? What? Sorry, his son was Esav. Yeah. Bahagarmalay, is that true that his eyes became weak because he looked at his son's ace of Harasha's eyes, affecting Gemara. Bahagarmalay, Vamir Bitzlak, Lailam Alti Akilas Hedyat Kalabaynecha. We know that Bitzlak says that the bracha of a Hedyat should not be simple by Yushare, Avimelech Kilua Sara, even Avimelech, he cursed Sara, Beneskayim Bezara, and the curse actually took effect by her children. Shinamalek, the Pasuk says, Hinehu Lechok Susainayim. Pashupshat means that Avimelech gave to her a covering of the eyes. What does that mean? Altikrik Sus Elekasias. He really cursed her, and he said to Sarah that you and your family should have Ksiyas Einayim. There should be people that can't see well, and that was Niskayim by Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, Ha v'ha garmalei. You're right. Both caused that Yitzchak shouldn't be able to see. First of all, that because he looked at the stack of Esav Arasha, and also because of the klala of Avimelech. Rava Amar, Rava brings the pasuk mehach and says Eis Pnei Rasha Loi Toiv. That somebody looks at the way the Gemara is understanding the pasuk is that somebody looks at the pnei of a rasha Loi Toiv. Oh, b'shas piti rasai. They say when Ben Gurion came to the Chazon Ish, Ben Gurion came to speak to Chazon Ish. He traveled to Bnei Brak to speak to him. They said the Chazon Ish didn't look at him the entire time. That's why he's brought down. Yeah. B'shas piti rasai. Amalei Rabbi Barcheini. Oh, so B'shas Pati Rasai of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, so they said, Rabbi asked Rabbi Shua ben Karcha to give me a bracha. Omer Lai, so he said back, Yiratzin Shetagia Lachatze Yomei. Rabbi, you should be Zeicha to have half the long, let's say he lived, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha lived for 100 years, he gave Rabbi a bracha, he should only live half as long. He shouldn't live the whole 100 years. Says the Gemara, Ulakuli Lai. So Rabbi said back, why can't I have Arichas Yamin completely, like everything, that the whole long life that you had? Amr Lai, so Rabbi Nechunia said back to him, Rabbi Shub and Karcha said back to him, Habom Acharecha Behema Yiru. Some Rashi explains that Rabbi was a Nasi. Now, as long as Rabbi's going to be alive, so then his children are not going to have any position. So they're going to live there, if their father is going to have Arichas Yamin, so they're going to just be simple people their whole life. So rather, it was kedai for Rebbe to die young. In this way, his children should take over the nesius. In this way, they'll have a proper position and they'll be able to bring out everything that happened.
Was he from
Eli? What?
Was he from Eli?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But this is Rebbe. This is Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. This is the Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. That's who it is. So it's very interesting that Rashi says, Ein taiv l'chalutya yisiyam amrabim kamayni shim kein lo yitu banecha b'gdu l'asecha v'ati nasi v'heim kol yimem you had yaitis. It's not healthy for people to be the whole time hadyotis. They're not going to develop who they are. So Mela, he gave him a bracha that he shouldn't have a richas yomim. Zakti Gemara Vayter, Avua Bar Ihi, u'minyamin bar I. There was a machlekes between Abuhu, the son of I, and Minimun, the son of I. Chad Omer tasili blois takalti bekusi. One said it's good. I have a maila that I never looked at the face of a kusi. B'chad Omer, and the other one said tasili. I have a maila going for me dloi avdi shutvis ba'adi kusi, because I never made a partnership with a kusi, with a guy. Says Zimar Baiter, Shol Tamida Zerb Zer, B'mar Yachti Yomim. So they wanted to know why Reb Zeir was Zeicha Tarichas Yomim. Amr Lehem, B'yami like Batti B'teich Beisi. I never got angry inside my house. I did not walk before a person that was greater than me. And I did not think in learning in a place, in a mavin, in an alleyway, when it was dirty, when you weren't able to actually think in learning, I was makbid on that. And also, I did not walk Dalat Amos without Torah tefillin. That was a big one. Yeah, the other ones are a little bit easier. And I did not sleep in Beis Medrash. Not a temporary sleep and not a permanent sleep. I did not rejoice when anything not good happened to my friend. We had this in Tainus. Rashi explains a little bit more in Tainus than here. That it means that he did not call a friend by a nickname of Gnai, if there was an embarrassing nickname that he had, or even it's the way Rashi says over here, even like a name which was like a last name. He did not call his friend by the last name. So I saw that the Paiskim deal with, what does that mean? What about like the regular last names that we have? Is that a problem? Or perhaps it's only a last name of Gnai, that let's say people called a family by a certain name was based on something bad that happened, so then that would be a different issue. But Al Kaponim, that's what Rashi says over here. Rashi says Ubali Mimishvachti Shem Doifi, which is also like a little bit of an embarrassing last name. Says Zimar Vaiter. Zakte the Gemisha, Vaidamar Bihuda, Basak Nasa Shakharov. If you have a shul that was destroyed, Ain Masvid Masaicha, you cannot use it to make any hesped, to eulogize somebody in there. The Aim of Shil Masaicha Kavalam, you cannot put your packages down in that shul, even though it's completely destroyed. Vain personal Teicha Matsudis, and you cannot spread out traps in there. Vain Shaitkin Al Gage Payers, you cannot spread even on the roof fruits. The Ain Oisin Oisa Kapandri, and you cannot make it, you can't use that that shul that was destroyed as a shortcut. Shanam, like the Pasuk says, Vashi Moisius Mik the Sheikhem, that the Drasha is, when it says that she Moisia, Kushbok will make desolate your holy places, so the drash is that even though they're shaymimim, still they're considered mikdashaychem, they have kedusha to it. All about a sub, if you have a shul that was destroyed and grass started growing in the shul, around the shul, you should not pull it out, because then when people will see that, the shul, grass is growing out by the shul, Rashi explains, then people will pass by and they'll be mevakish rachamim shiachsu l'kadmusay. They'll be mesval HaKadosh Baruch Hu should return the shul back to its glory. Says the Gemara, Taner Abonon Batik Nesiyos Einoig Mim Kalos Reish. A shul, you cannot act like Kalos Reish, like jokingly, and Oichlim Bahem, you cannot eat in a shul, Ve'ein Shaisim Bahem, you cannot drink in a shul, Ve'ein Oisim Bahem, and you cannot be miskashet, like you can't like put on makeup, you can't dress yourself up inside the shul. Ve'ein metaylim bahen, and you cannot like take walks in the shul. We had one place that tiyul meant like schmoozing inside. Ve'ein nechnasim bahem b'chama b'nei chama, when it's very hot, you can't go inside the shul just because there's air conditioning inside the shul. Ve'gashamim b'nei gashamim, and when it's raining outside, you want to get protected for the rain, you can't go inside the shul. Ve'ein masvidim bahem hesped shel yachid, and you could also not make a hesped for a yachid, for one individual. Avol koyim bahen, you can learn inside. B'shayim bahen, you can learn mashayis inside. U'masvidim bahen hesped shel rabin, you could make a hesped of rabin. Rashi explains shel tamid chacham, and many people need to gather to come to that levaya. Then you could make a hesped of a rabin of a tamid chacham inside a shul. Amar Rehuda, Ema said the yeshuvan. All this was said when the shul is still, people are using the shul. Avba for banon. But when you have a shul that was destroyed, manichan oisai va'olim bahen asavim v'layitloish m'tag masnefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says that was only said when the shul is still going, but once the shul is destroyed, so then you allow grass to grow inside the shul and you should not pull it out. Says the Gemara, what is Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda is going back on what the Tanakhama said. How is that a connection to what the Tanakhama said? Tanakhama said that you can't shmooze in there and you can't eat in there. What was Rabbi Huda saying back to the Tanakhama? Says the Gemara, Sava Mandakar Shemayu. Who mentioned anything about grass growing? Rabbi Huda just comes along. He says you allow the grass to grow. Why is he speaking now? Says the Gemara, Chasir Mechsrei Bahachik Tani. You're right. There was something lacking in the Braisa. What it says is like this: Mechabden Isai. You're supposed to sweep the shul, marbitzin oisai, and you should also, I'm not sure they translate it, sprinkle water, okay? Okay. So, kadesh lo yalu behen asobim, in order that you do not want the grass to grow inside shul, on the shuls. Amar bihuda, emasai bishuv, and this that we do not want grass to grow in the shuls, that's only when people are using the shul. Avu b'charbonon, but when the shul is already not in use, manichin oisa, lalis, and you allow them to grow, and olu b'emasavim, once they actually did grow, lo yitlish, you should not pull it out, b'pnei akmas nefesh, because we want people to have akmas nefesh, and then they'll daven, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should return the shul back to the way it used to be. Amar b'asim. The regular shul in Bavel, they were made on condition. And they were, so over here, it's a big shaila. What does it mean they're made on condition? We always know that we make a shul, we always make a tanai. That's when we make a kiddush and shul, we do all those things. Now, what does it mean that they made a tanai? So Rashi says over here, Shitas Rashi is, al tanai amanas shishtam shubahem. You make a shul, you build a shul, on condition that you could be mishamish in anything you want. If you take a look at Taisus argues, the top Taisus says, Ratzalaymer calls man Shahim Batalin. We're talking about in a case when the shul is not in use anymore. When the shul is not in use, so then that's when the Tanai works. Now, Taisus, if you look at the last wide line of Taisus says something very interesting. Bahaka Mayri Kishacharav. We're talking about that the condition work only works when they were destroyed. The oz mahani atanai. Then the tanai works that you made a condition that only calls man, the shul is going to be knocking, you're going to be makbid on all the dinim. But once the shul is going to be destroyed, then you can do whatever you want. The dafka lo'oysan shebabav mahani tanai. So Taiz bothered by, if you're making a condition, why is it a din only batek nesiyas shebabavil? Have a din that you can make a condition. Why bubble? Why can't you make a tanai anywhere? Says the Gemara, says Taisus, Shared La Espa Goyal Bemheir Vyamenu Tifgak Tushasan. Says Taisus, the reason for that is because when Mashiach is going to come, so the Kedush of the Shul is going to be Paka anyways. So since the Kedush is going to be Paka, you have a right to make a Tanai that when the Shul is going to be destroyed, there's no more Kedush to it. Avalo Oisan Shavarit Israel, says Taisus, but the Shul's in Eretz Israel, Loi Mahani Tanai. Taisus holds that a tanai does not work for a shul in Eretz Yisrael. Sharei kedushasan lo'olam kayemes, because the kedusha of a shul in Eretz Yisrael is always going to exist. So therefore, you cannot make a tanai.
So what? That's why they don't have to put kedusha space on knesses on many of the locations.
Right. So. I saw that there's two ways how to do it when you make a shul. You can make a shul that you're making a kedusha space of knesses with a condition. That's what you're doing.
Do that with a condition?
That's what this Gemara is talking about. You're batek nesiyas shebabavel. You're making a condition when you make the shul. I'm making a shul. I want to have kedusha space of knesses, but I want to be able to make a kiddush inside the shul. That's what you're making a condition. Now, there's another thing you could do is you could say that I'm building a building, and I'm not giving a kedusha space of knesses. I want to do many different things in the shul. One of the things I'm going to do in this building is also I'm going to daven. But I'm not building it as a shul. So that's something else already. So some places where they do who knows what in the shul, that's because they built it with that intention that they're not placing Kedusha space of Knesset.
And you have the concern that you don't have Kedusha space.
Yeah, and Achram, you don't have it.
You're supposed to daven in the shul with Kedusha space of Knesset. I saw that it...
It says that...
Yeah,
I'm assuming there'll be some maila. You see from the Gemara, it's about making a shul with Kedusha space of Knesset. Right, I hear. Yeah, and Achram, you would not have that maila. But that's what I'm saying. This Gemara here is talking about building a shul with Kedusha space of Knesset with a Tanai. That's what's going on over here. And that's why Taisus over here is talking about, when you're really making a Kedusha space of Knesset. And even that Taisus is mechalik between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, because Bavel, and Taisus learns that the whole time only works when the shul is destroyed. Taisus holds that calls man, the shul is still knocking, a Tanai doesn't work. That's Shittas of Taisus. Shittas Rashi is that a Tanai works, we pass like Rashi, we zichar noig, we make a shul with a Tanai, because we're noig with Rashi, that even when the shul is knocking, we do things inside the shul. Oh, so they ask, okay, I'll go back to it. Says the Gemara, oh, So again, back to Omer Vasi Batek Nesir Shabav Al Tanai Nesir Vafa Pikin. Even though they make it with condition, a Noigvim Kalas Reish still one should be Machmer, not to be Noig any Kalas Reish. Umay Nia, what does Kalas Reish mean? Cheshbainus, calculating different cheshbainus, that is a problem. Omer Vasi Basic Nesir Shemachashbay Cheshbainus. If you have a shul where they make different calculations inside the shul, Malinim Baya Sameis. Then what they're gonna take a mace and eventually allow the mace to lie there. They used as a place for as a morgue. Says the morgue, Malin and Salkadaitoch, Loisagi the Lav Hochi, you need to do that? A shul where you actually make calculations, you have to bring a mace and allow the mace to lie there? Says the morgue, no, it doesn't mean that. Rather, Elo Lasoif, Shalina Bai Mace Mitzah. What's gonna happen is if you actually use the shul as a calculating place, so then, what the end result is, they're going to end up using the shul as a place to leave Meis Mitzvah, and obviously we do not want that to happen to our shul. That type of thing, yeah. Like calculations of whatever might be figuring out the taxes of the shul.
Besides that, it doesn't seem like, in other words, we're not supposed to talk about business calculations, or you use it for different purposes and eventually use it for more also.
But it seems to be like any type of... I'm assuming if cheshbainus calculations is referring to business. That's my assumption.
Right, but in other words, is it the business of the school, of the shul, or is it the business of the...
Oh, that's what you say. You want to know...
for business calculations. And if you do that,
you want to know if
you'll actually use it as a morgue also.
Right, you want to know... Cheshbainus shel mitzvah could be something else. If the shul has to make certain cheshbainus, how they're going to pay the rent and things like that, so that would be a different, right. You can't get dressed, you can't be miskashit inside them. Omer Rava, Chachamim v'Talmideim mutarim. The Chachamim and the Talmidei Chachamim, it's mutar, they could use the shul for what they want. Omer B'shul Levi, my Bei Rabbanon, Hakam Beis Medrash is called a Bei Rabbanon, the home of the Rabbanon, because it means Beis of the Rabbanon, literally. It means the home of the Rabbanon, that's where they live. Since that's where they live, they could use the shul for much more things. Says Gemara Vayta, Bein Nechnasim Behem B'cham B'tei Cham B'Gosham B'nei G'shomim, Ki Hod Ravina Rav Ada Bar Masna V'Kaimi V'Shalish Iltam Rava. Ravina and Rav Ada were asking a question in front of Rava. Also, Zilcha the Mitra, and it started to rain. So, Aili the Beit Nishla, they came inside the shul. Amri, they said, Haida Lina Beit Nishla, this that we went inside the shul. Lamishu Mitra, it's not because rain, it's not because we're trying to protect ourselves from rain, because we don't mind staying out in the rain. Elamishum the Shmaitz about Zelusa, Kiyoyme the Istana, famous Gemara, that when a person's learning a sugya and it's hard, he needs to focus, so he needs clarity. And to have that clarity, he needs to have everything good going. And if it's raining, he can't have the clarity. So they weren't trying to be protected from the rain, rather, they wanted to have the clarity, therefore they walked into the Beis Medrash. Amalei Rav Acha, Brei the Rav Ashi, Yitzrech L'Inish L'Mikri Gav L'Beik Nishta, if a person needs to call somebody from when he's inside the shul, my, so how should you do that? If the person is a Talmud Chacham, the person who wants to call his friend who's inside the shul is a Talmud Chacham, so when you go inside the shul, you should say halacha, and if you're somebody who learns that knows Mishnayis, you should say a Mishnah, and if you're a person who just knows Chumash, then you should just say a Pasuk, and if he doesn't know not a Chumash, not a Mishnah or Gemara, so then when he goes into the shul, he should tell a child, tell me the pasuk that you learned, and that will be a way of how he's going to be learning inside the shul. Inami nishi purta v'nekim. Or what he should do is he should go into the shul and sit down. First, sit down a little bit, and then get up to go call your friend. So I saw it's brought down. Mishavur says that first you have to sit down, then you call your friend. You can't go in to call your friend, then sit down. First, you have to go in. You have yeshiva in the shul. Nachdem. After that, you could. You could go.
So it says elsewhere, though, that he's cursed. If you ask a kid, right? If you have to ask a kid to read for you, then doesn't it say Meheira?
The Meheira. But over here, this just says, tell me what you learned today. That's what.
But this is for the purpose of the guy can't read it himself.
So right. But he
sounds like we're setting him up to get cursed.
Right, but we're not asking, it's not because he wants to know how to read a pasuk. He just wants to learn a pasuk. He doesn't know a pasuk on his own, so he tells the child, what did you learn today? And the child will say back, this is what I learned today. And that will be his learning. Oh, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, Maspidim am hesped shel rabbim. The din is, you're allowed to have a hesped of a rabbim, and Rashi explained that meant of a Talmud Chacham, because many people need to gather. The Gemara says, Heikidami Hespeda the Rabbim. What's an example of a Hespeda the Rabbim? Machir Rav Chisda Kigain Hespeda the Kaiber of Sheshes. A Hespeda Rav Sheshes comes to, so Rashi explains that if anybody from Rav Sheshes' family passes away, and so Rav Sheshes is going to be there, so then everybody else is going to be coming to that Levi in the honor of Rav Sheshes, so then a lot of people are going to be there, then it could be done in a shul. Machir Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes gave another example, Kigain Hespeda the Kaiber of Chisda. If there was somebody from the family of Rav Chisda passed away, so many people are going to be coming to the Levi in honor of Chisda, so then the din is that it could be in a shul. Rafram Aspada Kalosa Beknishta. Rafram made a hesped for his daughter-in-law in the shul, Omar, and he said, Imishim Yikr Didi Udamisa Asukuli Alma. Either because of my honor or because of the honor of my daughter-in-law, or both together, a lot of people are going to be coming, therefore we need a big place, so we're allowed to do it in a shul. Rab Zayra Saftilahu Meirbana Beknishta. Rab Zayr made a hesped for a certain time of Chacham in a shul, and Omar, he said, Imishim Yikr Didi, Imishim Yikr Didi. Everybody's going to come either because of my honor or because of his honor. Therefore, the din is that you can make it in a shul. When Rish Lakish was giving a hesped on a certain time of Chacham who lived in Eretz Yisrael, who this Talmud Chacham knew halachas, and whenever he gave a drasha, there are 24 rows of Talmidim. So what the drasha that Rish Lakish said was, Omar, Vai Chaser Aretz Yisrael Gavarabba, woe to Eretz Yisrael that they lost the Gavarabba, this Gavarabba knew halachas, that 24 rows of Talmidim used to come and listen to him. So it says the Gemara, Hahuda Abitani Hilchasa Sifra B'Sifri B'Taisefta B'Shachim. There was a person that knew halachas, Sifra, Sifri, Tosefta, and he passed away. Also, Va'amaleh Rav Nachman, so they came and told Rav Nachman what happened, and they said to him, Lisbeth Deimar, you, the Rebbe Rav Nachman, should give a hesped. This person was a big Talmud Chacham. Omar, so Rav Nachman said, Heikin Lisbeth, Hait Sana Demolei Sifri Dechaser. It's as if you want me to give a hesped on somebody that has a basket full of Svarim that the Svarim are lacking. And Rashi explains that the reason is because even though that he knew this Talmud Chacham passed away, knew halachas, sifra, sifri, tosefta, but he never had shimush talmid chacham, so he never understood the understanding of it, and therefore he couldn't answer the contradiction in Mishnayos. So he didn't have complete Mishnayos, didn't have complete tosefta. So he wasn't a lamdan, he didn't know how to learn well. Since he didn't know how to learn well, so even though he knew so much, but there's no, Rav Nachman was saying he doesn't want to give a hesped. The Mark continues on.
It
says, the what? Right. He knows. Right.
Like all our houses.
Right. So Tach Azib Ma Ben Tkipi Dar Yisrael Chassidim the Bubble. You see the difference between the Chassidim of Bubble to the strong ones in Eretz Yisrael. The Rish Lakish who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and as soon as the Talmud Chacham came, even though he just knew Mishnayos, he also wasn't Mishamish Talmid Chacham. Yet he gave a hesped and he said, "Vay Chaser Arad Yisrael Gavarabba." But in Bubble, when they were much more machmer on the understanding of it, he, Rav Nachman, didn't want to give a hesped on such a person. That Bal the Kazakh, it's in Babel, the Tam Babli, that's some place that are much more makbid on the understanding of the learning. Says Marvaita, Tanan also, we learned in a Mishnah of us, Udishtama Bataga Chol, somebody that is Mishtamish, that uses a Toga, is going to be Cholof. What does that mean? He uses a Toga, will be Cholof. Says the Gemara explains, Tani Rishakish, Ze HaMishtamish, that Ze HaMishtamish, B'misha Shaina Halachis. Well, Pashup Shah in the Mishnah is that if you're Mishtamish with the Keser Torah, with the Togo, the Keser of Torah, so then Cholof, he's going to pass away. However, Rish Lakish is saying in Drosha that it's a reference to somebody that uses, who allows somebody who knows halacha, somebody who knows how to learn, he allows them to serve him. It's as if he's being Mishtamish with the Keser Torah, and that person will pass away. The Bach takes out the word Keser Shal Torah. But Amar Ula, Lishtamish Inish, B'man the Tani Arba, a person could allow a person to, if somebody that's Tani Arba, that learned four times, you can allow him to serve you. But you should not, allow a person to serve you if he taught talmidim four sedarim of Mishnayos. Like Rish Lakish was traveling on the way, and Mata Orkema Demaya, and they came to a river, and also Hugavra Arkavei Kasve become Avrlei. So a person came and didn't want Rish Lakish to have to get wet, so he lifted Rish Lakish up. Amrlei Karis. So Rish Lakish said to him, Did you learn? Amalei Karina, yes, I did learn. Meaning Kari, I read from the Chumash. Tanis, did you learn any Mishnayos? So he said back, yeah, Tanina Arba Sidur Mishnah. I learned 4 Siddharm of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Amalei, Pasalta Lacha Arba Turei, B'Tanis Bar Lakish Akasvei, you learned 4 Mishnayos, and yet you're still carrying a shakash on your shoulder. So Shadi Bar Lakisha B'maya, take the shakash and throw him into the water. It's not befitting that you should be carrying me. Omer Lay, so this person said back to Shakash, Nichali the Shmeinon Mar. So you know what? Just you should teach me something, and therefore, and I want to carry you. So then you should teach me something. So he said, "Ihachi gomer minei hamilsi." You should learn from me this thing. The Amr of Zayir Bnei Yisrael Heinach Mir Atzman Shafilu Rois Tipas Dam Kachardel Yeshus Lav Shivan Akiyim. That the Klai Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, machmen themselves that even though they only saw a small amount of dam, still they were machmen to keep all seven days to have the Shivan Akiyim, and this was, they were machmen themselves as if it was a Zav Gedoyla. Rashi explains, Tanad Bei Liyo, Kol Shein Halachas, Mufta Chloi Shu Bnei Elam Abba. Anybody that learns Halachas, he has a Havtach, he has a promise that he's going to be a Ben Elam Abba, Shnema Halichas Elam, and the Drash is, Al Tikri Halichos, rather Ella Halachas. That somebody who has Halachas, Eilam Lai. Somebody who learns halachas, then he's going to have Eilam Lai. The understanding of the Gemara of Eilam Lai means he's going to have Eilam Haba. He's always going to have life.